Chapter 2. The Kingdom of the Plants. Science divides the natural world into six kingdoms, including the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom. And in both we find huge diversity of form and size and colour, and so many fascinating and complex societies. Most people are more familiar with inhabitants of the plant kingdom, for they are all around us, just about all the time. I have spent a lifetime loving plants, even though I have never studied them as a scientist. And over the years, people have given me marvellous books, collections of photographs of various habitats, and of exotic fruits and seeds and flowers that might have been drawn from the imagination of artists high on psychedelic drugs. I have walked through forests in many parts of the world and marvelled at ancient trees festooned with vines, ferns spreading their graceful fronds beside fast-flowing streams, and rocks clothed in mosses. I have a special love for old-growth forests with their wealth of interconnected life forms. I always feel that I belong there. But there is so much more to marvel at in the kingdom of the plants. I often use the zoom setting of my camera to photograph the exquisite flowering of tiny plants that most people walk past or trample on, not noticing. The first time I visited the tundra in Greenland, I was humbled to see small plants that had sprung into life after enduring 8 months under snow and ice, and amazed to learn that they were actually trees. But although they had managed to survive in those bleak conditions, they could never attain the typical height of their species. How different that Arctic habitat is from the exotic riot of colour, the sheer enchantment of an alpine meadow in spring, with its myriad of flowers, the humming and buzzing and droning as a host of insects feast on nectar, pollinating the flowers so that they will reappear next year. When I first saw the spring flowers blanketing the California hillsides, I wanted to walk out among the lupines and poppies and wild mustard and simply lie among them, looking up into the blue, blue sky. But I was restrained, warned of snakes among the flowers, and had to be